texts and messages and DMs about the video that I posted today from comics.
Is he a New York comic?
I think he's an LA guy. He runs that Rocket Ship Comedy.
I don't know what that is.
So he has got a couple of, it's a really good show in LA.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And then another comic that I know, Tim, I forgot his last name. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
In New York, very funny guy from Indianapolis and stuff. He commented on my video on TikTok and he was like, I've been commenting on this guy's videos for 6 months. It's nice to meet another brother that's ever going to get booked on Rocket Ship.
I'm going to post it. I don't want people to think that, like, I think if we all collectively start calling him out, we can bully this guy into non-existence.
He's headlining San Francisco Sketch Fest.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. He's not going to disappear because comedy clubs want people with followers. And that's exactly what he's got.
And to catch you up, and I am so sorry to talk about my TikTok as like a third person, but I made a video. There's a guy on TikTok, Pete Guercio.
Yeah.
And I just want to clarify, I don't know if he is Latino. If he is, I dislike him, not because of that. I just happen to dislike him, and he is Latino. Just want to clarify that.
I don't think you had to make that point.
I hate him, and he's Latino. I don't hate him because he's Latino, okay? But if you go to any of his pages, he's got a bunch of followers on Instagram and TikTok. If you go to any of his pages, he fucking is doing stand-up. But he's doing stand-up in
It's fake.
It's fake. It's like in front of it looks like a virtual background on Zoom of a red curtain. He's well lit from the front.
Yeah.
And he's piped in audience laughter.
It would be
and
like
applause.
If I dressed up like the military and green screened myself into footage of Ukraine and was like, I'm out there fighting, dude.
Yeah.
I support Ukraine. I am a fighter of Ukraine. Yes. Because he is like, I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
And it's like his jokes are. Actually, it's disgusting.
It's not bad.
They're not bad. He's good at writing them.
Somebody texted me today, and he was like, this guy's the king of premises.
He's got great premises. Yeah. All of his stuff's good, but it's just frustrating because it's like, we don't know how the crowd is actually reacting to it because you're putting fake laughter into it.
Yeah.
And that's what's frustrating about comedy, because what's cool about comedy is you do jokes, and you find out in what markets and in what places and in what points of your joke that people laugh at different things,
yeah,
and you tailor
your
jokes, and you tailor your cadence, and you know when to pause and stuff. He is faking all that.
But also,
he is faking an orgasm.
Also, like, it's an interesting conversation to have, because, like, what do clubs care about? Because one thing I noticed is that he's headlining Dallas Comedy Club in Dallas, Texas.
He's got a million followers, and he's verified. He's going to headline every
what
club.
What do clubs care about? Do they care about a good product on the stage? And I think that we know that the answer is
no.
Not really. They care about moving tickets.
The booker at the club that we work at told us that.
And
they need to make money to stay in business. So I'm not mad at them for that.
And on top of that, when people buying tickets to go see him kind of already know the product, so they're not going to be let down.
Yeah.
Maybe they will be underwhelmed.
What if when they come to, what if when they buy a ticket, they just wheel out a TV like they. It's been a while since that's happened.
I know.
They wheel out a TV like your substitute would in fourth grade on a cart, and they pop it open, and he's just live from his living room.
It's like the robot stand up. And he's on the TV. He's like, hello, where are you from, sir or ma'am or they?
Yeah.
Good.
I love that place. Yeah.
I've never been to your part of town.
That's what, Yeah, it's wild, man. It's
so many comics have been texting me
and
DMing me and being like, dude, this guy's been bothering me for months and fucking whatever. You know?
I'm going to make a video tomorrow, and it's just going to be, because you can't stitch his videos. Or you can, but it's like, I don't know TikTok well enough to, like, you can't stitch a video and then upload a video.
You can upload.
No, there's no swipe up option.
Oh, maybe they changed it.
Yeah.
That's why I sent it to you, right? I download everything.
So you just download it and then tag it.
And then upload two and then tag.
So I'm
going to
do that.
Like a stitch.
So I'm gonna show that, stitch it, and then I'm just going to be like, this has the same energy as this. And then just show the fucking kid.
Dude.
The guy.
Mama.
Jorma singing to.
Jorma Tycoon.
Town Girls. In fucking Hot Rod, where he's just singing to the teddy bears in his bedroom.
Mama.
I wonder if like
that. He's so unnecessarily weird in that movie.
It's.
Jorma Tycoon in fucking Hot Rod, dude, is so unnecessarily weird in that movie.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I don't get it. I honestly, I don't know his role in Lonely Island at all, dude. Like, I think we know Andy Samberg, who seems to clearly be the best lyricist and maybe...
And the other guy is the music dude.
And the director of all the videos.
So I think Yorm is just the friend that's along for the ride, dude.
Yorm is fucking Alex, our Alex, dude. He's like the... He's our Alex Hofford.
Oh, man.
But honestly... Every scene that Yorm is in, he holds on his own, dude. That scene, we're out.
And that's
we're
Alex. Every time we need him to do something, he fucking shows up.
He outshines us. I'm still pissed about the Raleigh Comedy Awards. I'm not actually, because he fucking crushed it, dude. He murdered
I was too busy working the club.
Oh, yeah. I was too busy doing a free show that took kind of a lot of time to put together.
God, that's
Melissa's
funny.
Calling me. Can we
answer
hold on for a second?
Put it on speaker.
Hello.
Hello. Oh my god. I'm like crazy.
Did you just get out of work?
Yes.
That is fucking wild.
Working hard for the money.
I'm recording a podcast update with Spencer right now.
Oh, okay. I'll let you go.
Okay, we'll be done in a little bit though.
Okay.
Are you just heading home?
Yeah. Is it okay if I start cooking something?
What are you going to cook? I was kind of hoping we'd have that frozen pizza.
That's what I was
going to cook. Fuck yeah. Okay, that sounds great. All right.
Let me text my wife right now.
I'm super hungry.
You don't have to wait on me, but I won't be long.
Okay, love you.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we're home for the money.
Alex
is Yorma. Yorma is Alex.
Should we get into it?
Do you think that you're the director or Andy Samberg?
I'm the director. 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to get into it?
Yeah.
Because we don't have a lot to get into.
Oh, wait. I was going to play music. Like, there's.
Did they take the board?
No, it's right here.
Oh, nice.
But I don't know. For some reason, I was like, let's get into it. And then I was like,
we're going to get into it right after
these messages. We have no sponsors and our podcast is dying. Guys, girls, non-binaries, whatever you identify as, I'm so glad that you identify as a fan of this fledgling podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome to episode, and that's right, it's just an update of Bobber Flop Podcast. I do appreciate all of you tuning in and being a fan of this podcast for as long as you have. I am one half of your co-host team. My name is Spencer Bland. You can follow me on Instagram at Spencer Spicy. You can listen to my comedy on YouTube. Also at Spencer Spicy. You can follow me across other social media platforms, God's Favorite Comedian, or check out my website, which is godsfavoritecomedian.com. I don't have anything coming up because February is going to be a personal growth month. And by personal growth, I mean I'm just spending time with family and friends, and I'm kind of fucking stoked about it.
You are. You have a very busy February.
I do. Can listen to the podcast at bopperflop.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us across social media channels at bopperflop_pod. Hit us up on Patreon and support us on there for $5, $8, or $10 at patreon.com/bobberflop. If you listen to this episode and you are well-learned about these updates, you know that it's not just me, that sometimes I provide updates with my best friend, my mentor. That's right, my meat mentor, a person who is called...
Yeah, fucking, what's up? My name is Jordan Scott Huggins. Fucking, you know what it's about. You can find me on all social media at AKA Young Beefy.
Beef.
And that's just talking about my love handles. So, hello, everybody.
Right,
I've been watching Band of Brothers, and I think Garnier is my favorite.
Oh, Bill Garnier?
Beer, yeah.
Yeah.
Old Gonorrhea himself.
Yeah, he gets his leg blown off.
Yeah, him and Joe Toy. Anyway.
Dude, I know too many things about all those dudes. Dude, and every year I rewatch it, and then I'm like, time to reread these guys' Wikipedias.
I know, dude. I like Skip, dude. I just made, this is so dumb, I'm talking about TikTok. I just made a video where I was just like, hey, this video is just for the boys. If you're not a boy, keep scrolling.
Nice.
Hey, guys, I got some brews chilling in the freezer, and I'm about to start a Band of Brothers marathon. Why don't you come on over? And that's the whole video.
I'm gonna be watching Band of Brothers live on my TikTok.
Dude, oh, God, honestly.
Not a bad, yeah.
Yeah.
You got more things to
talk about? No, I don't. No. I mean, I got some dates coming up. A feature for...
Let this be a normal field trip.
I couldn't let it be a regular episode.
Please let this be a normal episode. That's gonna be my response from now on. You know you see it.
Wish I got to the name. Surfing on the sound
wave, swinging. No, I mean, this whole thing is about disruption.
Yeah, true.
So, you know.
Bus.
I forget about the bus too.
Oh, guys, girls, non-binaries, welcome to the podcast within a podcast, the Magic School Bus, where I give you the latest and greatest updates on Miss Frizzle's whimsical adventures with her fourth grade class and the Magic School Bus. Not a ton of updates, but I did get a reel from a fellow listener and patron member and future guest, Evan Lucy. He sent me this, and I'm going to upload it to the thing when I'm going to show it to you, because it, I woke Lindy up laughing at this. So here it is.
Is it just some cop footage of a bus careening off the highway?
Yeah, dude. That's it. That's the episode. So this has been another episode of Bus.
Did you time it to? So is the intro like, let's say it's 60 seconds long, for 52 of those seconds, does it play and then you stop it and then it says, "Come on, the Magic School Bus,"
and then it's my audio saying "Bus."
And then when you restart it, is there a second tagline to it? "Come on, the Magic School Bus."
Yeah.
"Come on, the Magic School Bus," and it, the line
every
resolves.
Time I play the audio from the intro.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we get to "Bus," I cut it and it's my voice going "Bus."
No. I just mean it lined up pretty perfectly to say it back to back for you to be able to intro and outro.
Yes, I mean. Bus. Make a plane, don't you? Take that. I'm Magic School Bus.
I don't even know what episode you're on that we are on.
We're not a linear podcast.
It's not linear. Yeah. It's fucking, it's a circle, dude. Oh.
Like the wheels on the bus go round and round, so does this podcast.
Oh. That's so funny.
Bus. I wish we were popular so people could appreciate this.
I know.
But those of you who do, thank you.
Yeah. No, we got a whole video production line worked out. I'm going to clip this shit up. So this is an update episode.
Yeah, just an update. So
we don't have any music for you guys.
The podcast is dead. No, we are.
It's so close. We were close to dying.
We almost did stop doing this because we just have a lot going on. We are both in the job market. We are both struggling to stay afloat right now.
Yeah.
Comedy is picking up for us, which is good, but also takes away from our free time. We have to be better friends, men, and husbands to those around us, so we have to give more to those people, specifically our wives.
Also, there was a point, and maybe they would appreciate this, but there was a point where you had a moment in your festival, and we had to have a talk where it's like,
the division of labor.
The division of labor, and it's like really fucking with our friendship, and it's like, we always talk about it, but like, we are best friends.
Yes.
And then I was just like,
and
fuck.
Friendship comes first.
Yes, it comes first.
Yeah. God, you have massive hands.
All the better to fuck you with.
God. And then we lost any listeners that we had. But yeah, so we just decided we're going to take February off. Technically, this is dropping, you know, the first week of February 2nd, but we're going to take this week off, or this week, we're going to take this month off, but also take this month to like schedule guests and edit all the fucking clips that we have back ended up. So like when we do come back, we have kind of a backlog because we've been just like, I feel like the way the podcast is running, it's been very reactionary where it's like, it's a new week. We got to get a guest. Can we get someone quick? Shit, we can't. Let's just do it for us. Like we haven't been able to like plan, and I feel like the content has not been as good. And what we're putting out, I want it to be good because we do believe in this podcast, but if we're going to do it, we're going to do it the right way.
Yes. Yeah. And we just need and have to take time to regroup. I mean, I think we know video has to be a thing moving forward, but no other points. Yes. Well spoken.
Yeah, God, the fucking things you have to do to, like, make something in today's society is so frustrating.
It's crazy. Yeah.
You can't just be like, here's my podcast. You also have to be like, here's my podcast that I also know how to send out via email and market on TikTok and edit video and do all this shit with. And it's just like,
I would say it is better now than it used to be, because it probably just used to be that all the things you had to do was just be rich and connected. And so, you know, is it, what's better? I don't know. Honestly, I wish I was rich.
God, I mean,
I'm on my way though.
If either of us get these jobs, that'd be nice. Yes. You're a landlord now, so.
I'm about to be.
Yeah, that's gross.
Gonna be. DJ just came over and took photos.
Sucks. I'm gonna have to be your enemy now.
I am. I gotta tell you, a civil war within our very own streets, my friend.
Marvel civil war.
I've been
war.
Struggling with it because there was a question. I'm buying a second home.
Yeah,
where our house is a little bit small for us. We've outgrown it, and we want more space.
Pound dog. Yeah.
We have a 200-pound dog. Yeah,
bleeds
90 pounds.
Bleeds 5 pounds every day,
dude. God, that was fucking gross.
Is it finally over?
It's over, okay. Yeah. Her period did last for 2.5 weeks.
It was the longest period.
That's
ever.
Crazy, yeah. Dude. Yeah. But, yes, we're buying another house. I really struggled with it a little bit where I was like, are you going to do Airbnb or are you going to rent it out? And then I started looking at Airbnb, and like, not only is it expensive, I was just like, in good conscience, I can't do this. I've talked too much shit about capitalism and the fucking ruling class that I can't do it, you know?
Yeah. Sorry, I got an email back from those guys from the festival. Those are actually pretty nice.
This is going to be industry.
There's
read it.
Do you, okay, it's actually so. I got into a festival. It's kind of far away.
Erie, Pennsylvania.
And I just
you know what happened in Erie?
Nothing.
The original story for 30 seconds or less.
Oh, that's cool.
I think so, or maybe it was in New York.
Interesting. Anyway, I got into this festival. I emailed the guys and was like, "Hey, very honored because it's the first year they're doing it." I was like, "I would love to do it." I was like, "But I do have a booking that weekend." Where I'm like, I didn't say this, but I was like, I got booked at a club, and yeah. I obviously want to take paid work over traveling and losing money. And I was just like, is there going to be industry there? I would like for this to be like, I'm at the point where it's like, I'm doing festivals to further my career. I'm not doing festivals to like meet people anymore, you know? And they said, we do have industry coming in on Saturday. If those are the only days that work for you, then we can make it work. And I told them because I can only do like Thursday, Friday, potentially. They're like, if you have to think about your career trajectory, they're like, if you have to, I don't understand this sentence, but I think they're trying to be nice. They said, if you have to think about your career and trajectory in stand up, we understand completely. And I think that's them saying, like, if you have to take a club weekend versus a festival.
Which is
great.
Good way. It seems passive aggressive, but it is a good way to put it.
It does seem a little passive aggressive.
If you have to think about your career trajectory.
Yeah. And it's like, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not doing this. I mean, I'm doing it for fun, but I also like want this to be a thing.
I want money.
And this feels like a big year where I can make it a thing.
That's interesting. You said that because I agree with you on your part and our part, my part. I had a moment where I was like, I am tired of being, I want to be on the festival.
What?
I want to be the headliner of the festival.
Totally agree.
This the year that I make the jump from like, having to apply to being asked.
Totally agree.
And I know that we're talking about taking the month off and like not and all that stuff. So this may be
part of the reason is because I mean I mentioned this is like we have a lot of things going on in stand up and we want our stand up careers to be taken more seriously. We have our albums coming out.
Yeah.
We are doing tours. The podcast is a big part of that because it does feed into stand up, but it's like stand up comes first.
Yeah.
And I've got offers to like do shows in Denver and to come back to LA and to like do shows in Portland. And it's like, and I want to take those offers up and go hit those other markets up. Cause like, it's nothing feels better than going to another show into a whole other state or market and crushing and being like, oh, I can do this out here too.
You know? It is a little bit hard because we're going to Denver this weekend for Melissa's birthday. I'm taking her out there.
Yeah.
I like how you whispered,
like how she's not going
to
hear.
I haven't even spoken. She doesn't listen to the pod. I haven't even spoken about stand-up, but like.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it. I'm not even going to look into doing it because if I look into doing it, I'm just going to get like a little jealous and be like, oh, fuck. Like this guy, Jeffrey Tice, who does every poster you could imagine. He does all the tour posters for like Rory and Adam Caton Holland and everybody. He's recording an album at Comedy Works downtown Denver, which is where Chrissy and Paul live, this weekend. And I know everybody's going to turn out. It's going to be like an incredible hang.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know enough people for it to be a comfortable hang for me, though. But I'm like, can't talk about comedy. But, boy, do I really want to go back and do comedy in Denver and shit.
Yeah. I mean, I submitted to the Vail Festival. I didn't get in last year. And the dude who runs it emailed me. Or no. I emailed him. I remember I didn't get in, and that was back when I was really frustrated about not getting in.
Yeah.
And I emailed him, and I was like, hey, can you just give me feedback on, like, what I need to do to get into this festival?
Yeah.
And he was the only person that actually replied, and he was like, totally, thank you for reaching out. He even straight up, he was like, you actually only missed the submission by 1 point.
Oh.
Which I honestly wish
you hadn't responded.
Yeah, I was like, that burns a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But a lot of people who did the festival, EJ did it. This really funny comic that I've never met, but has been recommended to me, and he's reached out and been like, I follow you, love your stuff. I followed him back. Corey David, friends with Bridget Callahan.
Okay.
Couple other comics that I knew. Caitlin Palufo did it.
Yeah.
Steve Rogers. I don't know him personally, but like we've met.
Steve. Yeah, you would love, you know, Steve. Yeah.
Anyway, so, but I
him and Sam are starting a podcast.
I reapplied this year, Up Your Dick and Around the Corner.
That caught me off.
Yeah.
Up Your Corner and Around the Butt.
Yeah. Anyway, but I resubmitted to it, and there's like a thing where it's like any other notes you want to put like in your submission. And I was just like, hey, I spoke with, I can't remember the guy's name, but I was like, I spoke with so-and-so last year. He said I was 1 point off. I put in a lot of work over the last year. I've worked with these people.
Oh yeah.
I recorded my album. I have a serious credit. Like I've done all these things. I was like, I would be honored to do this festival this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If I don't get in, I'm going to fucking, I don't under, like, that would be very weird.
Yeah.
And also I have like, Adam Caton Holland suggested me. Corey David, who did it last year, suggested me. David Borey, who's another local. I was like, I've worked with all these Denver locals
right.
who love me.
Right.
I would love to do this festival. And I'd also love to do it because it's Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And I would.
It's a long weekend.
It's a long weekend, but I would turn that into an entire week of shows in the Denver area or in just Colorado because Vail and Denver aren't close.
Did submissions close for that?
I don't know. I don't think so. No, what but it was. But it
we've
is.
We've talked about a bunch too.
But Vail, it is very much.
I'm gonna get drunk tonight, and we've been doing a no spin thing.
Yeah.
Wales Comedy Festival. Dude, I want to do. We talked about this. I want to do fucking Fringe, with the podcast.
Yeah.
We're both just on our phones. Mark Masters.
Yeah, I think that's who I talked with. Sorry, I got an email that's about the work. Sorry.
You okay? Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's just another thing where it's like, God, I want this fucking job so I can just stop dealing with these freelance clients.
Yeah.
I love them. I'm not talking bad about them. I have a job where I film stuff, and they'll like tell me one thing and I'll shoot it and they'll be like, actually, can you do this?
Brutal.
They're like, we like this better.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, like, it's just like small nitpicky stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, I can't wait to not have to deal with 7 different bosses.
Can't wait to cut you off. Yeah. Yeah, like, you mentioned that,
but now it's
not
like
not wanting to have a boss. But freelancing is almost like having too many bosses.
That's
know?
Exactly what it's like.
And all of those bosses have bosses.
I did try to write a bit, and I don't know, maybe end of episode. I don't know. What if that's how we got?
Bye.
Bye. We'll see you guys in March.
So we're taking a break through February.
Yeah. Thank
we'll
you all
be
for
back
support.
The first week of March.
We're going to still be posting clips and all this stuff.
We're going to still be posting clips.
Still pee posting.
That's when I post my clips is when I'm peeing.
Usually it's when I'm pooping.
Thank you guys for listening.
We do appreciate you guys.
We're going to do all the things, right? So like pause shit and all that jazz.
Yeah. Patreon's not going to get charged. I'm going to let them know. We're going to give it, what do we say? We're going to give it 25 more episodes.
26 more episodes.
26 more episodes.
So now 25.
This wasn't counted.
This doesn't count. 26 more episodes. I don't want to say that live.
Yeah.
It's I said that, but
we're going to reassess after that and just see like where our lives are. Cause this is a lot. Like
running
a podcast is a lot.
Yeah. But I hope you guys enjoy it. And at the very least,
and let us know if you enjoy it. We're not getting any like feedback really. And I think that's been a frustrating thing. Cause like when we started, lot of engagement, but like now it's like we're not really getting any of that. So it's like it's in our, I don't know if it's Anchor or what, because it seems like it's an overall issue with Anchor, but like our numbers are slipping a lot.
Yeah.
So it's just like, if y'all still want this, let us know. I mean, I'm having fun, so we're going to still do it regardless. Yes. Taking a break because it kind of got not fun for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, yes, on top of that, it's not a but. Also, on top of all of that, I think we also were like, oh, we need to start getting more non-comics on. There are so many. There's a wealth of people that we can get on.
We have different perspectives and like aren't trying to run bits all the time. And like it would just be fun to hear other people's opinions on music other than comedians.
Yeah, and the issue is that I'm not, and I don't know if you are at all plugged into the local music scene, but there's some great bands that I bet we could get on,
yeah.
Or like, you know, whoever. So we're gonna take our time to do the due diligence and the research to branch out from comedy. I think comedy, we're comedians, so we're like pigeonholed into that or like kind of blinded by that. But we're gonna do our due diligence to like start branching out and make the episodes more fun and a little bit more diverse. Verse, obviously, and all that jazz.
100p.
Yeah.
And with that being said, good night and good luck.
I just
gave our podcast the light. We love y'all. Goodbye.
Thank you guys. I love you. Bye.